And good morning, Sower Nation. Good news, it's Friday, November the 14th in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call.
Hey, I got a little special shout-out this morning. A viewer sent me a reader. I don't see you guys as viewers or readers. Sorry, you're sowers. Okay, this is not passive viewing. This is active participation, right? Well, a sower sent me a little video of his two children in the back of the van on the way to school. And they said on video, JD, thanks for the wake-up call. Well, that was Anna, who's 10. In the fourth grade, and Joseph, who is 7, in the second grade. They're in Ruston, Louisiana. So thanks, guys. I just wanted to bless you and say you're welcome. It's my joy to know that you are out there with us every morning waking up. All right, well, it's time for consecration. Okay, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I never want to rush through that prayer. It's almost like when you walk through the door and the host greet you, you don't want to rush past them. You want to kind of get connected. You want to establish relationship. That's what we're doing in the consecration prayer every day. So, our entry today, it's entitled, Jesus Asking, Is Anyone Thirsty? Our text, we're reading John chapter 7 today. Our focus is verses 37 to 39. Hear now the word of the Lord. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Is anyone thirsty? Is anyone seeing a theme emerging in John's gospel? We started this party with a bottomless well of the very best wine made at the very last minute and with no grapes. We shifted to Wonder Bread and the satisfaction of our deepest hunger. We've been by a well filled with living water, that well, right? And the woman in Samaria. And now we're at a festival commemorating, among other things, the Israelites' quest for water in the wilderness of endless wandering. And what does Jesus stand up and say? Is anyone thirsty? Of course, the first thought is water itself, like how long can a person go without water? Is anyone thirsty? Here's where my mind goes next. Has anyone noticed the booming alcohol industry these days with all its craft beers and boutique wines and specialty whiskeys coming online? Alcohol is a $2.5 trillion market in 2025 and growing rapidly. Now, this is not a slam on alcohol. After all, Jesus made about 1,000 bottles of wine back there in Cana. Alcohol is not bad. It's just super dangerous. And I'm just saying alcohol will not quench the kind of thirst Jesus is talking about. And can we be honest here? Anyone drinking more than a glass or three socially is trying to do just that. We could take an adjacent step from the thirst industry and talk about breath, the breath and breathing industry, with the breakout vaping market and tobacco-less Zen packet obsession capturing the young. And the booming legalized marijuana industry with all its confectionery permutations and all the conscious altering self-medicating dynamics therein. And we could take another adjacent step into the food industrial complex, which would lead us into a veritable hall of mirrors with all manner of obesity and disease and disordered eating and toxic dieting. And all I'm trying to point out is the human appetite, the insatiable human appetite for upgrading a sense of wellness with counterfeit solutions, and how that may be at an all-time high. Meanwhile, Jesus asking, is anyone thirsty? And then he offers the libation of miraculous proportions, the elixir of eternity. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Everything else under the sun is a substitute for this. Eat, Jesus, right? I'm the bread of life. Drink, Jesus, I'm the living water. Live, Jesus. He'll later say, I'm the resurrection and the life. And somehow we manage to turn that into dead religion on the one hand and disembodied spirituality on the other. Are we seeing a theme? Here's what I'm seeing. Jesus is not religion. Jesus is not esoteric, disembodied, Zen-like spirituality. Jesus is life, embodied life, real life, bread life, water life, wine life. Jesus is life. Here's the kicker. With all these counterfeit substitutes for life, you have to spend enormous amounts of money to keep adding more and more substance to get the same effect. It's just the opposite with Jesus. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. When Jesus comes into your life, he becomes the endless source of eternal life that actually springs up from within you and then flows from out of you to others. Can we just call a full stop right there? I want us to meditate on these 9 miraculous words until we marvel over them. Ready? Rivers of living water will flow from within them. Rivers. Rivers. I mean, think about a river. Rivers of living water will flow from within them. One last time. Jesus asking, is anyone thirsty? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I'll go first. I am thirsty. Yes, I am thirsty for more of you. And the more I drink of you, the more I am satisfied by you, and the more I thirst for you. And I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for more of you. And the more I eat of you, the more I am satisfied by you, and the more I hunger for you. And I find the more this happens, the more my life becomes an endless and endlessly satisfying source of you for others. Rivers, yes, rivers of living water flowing from within me to others. Jesus, you are life. More of this life, Lord, more of this life. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. The journal prompts. So, are you aware of just how unsustainable and unsatisfying these substitute sources for the life of Jesus actually are? And how does this cause you to reflect on the ever so near adjacent space of addiction next to all of these substitute and counterfeit sources? How is it that so many get trapped into these substances that promise serenity but wind up delivering slavery? Isn't Jesus so much better? Or could it be that we are living in a space that is only adjacent to Jesus, that we know him, but not really? Which explains why we turn to so many other places to find what he alone can bring. You're saying, where's the question? What might it look like to level set with him today about this? That you have found him, and yet you still haven't found what you're looking for. I know. That's a lot. I recognize that. I fully do. I know. Now, quick gear shift before we start singing today. Dad's with me. So excited about that. There's a PS I want to point you to. I want you to go to the email and look at it. There's 2 things there. One has to do with this Lenten resource that I've been working on for Lent of 26, particularly thinking about you churches and pastoral leaders that are leading churches. If you want to know about my Lent resource, it's called Jesus Asking the 3 Transformational Questions of Lent. Click on the link in the email, in the PS. I'll be in touch. Now, here's the big announcement. This Tuesday, next Tuesday, we're going to gather online for our first ever Taco Tuesday wake-up call luncheon. It's going to be so fun. We'll be in Franklin with the farm team. Of course, it's bring your own tacos. I'm going to be bringing the Taco Bell Doritos Locos, you know, supply for the farm team. My favorite. What's debatable? But we're going to sing, we're going to pray, we're going to talk about Jesus and seeds, and we're going to talk about the seedbed vision. And it's going to be a good time. 11:30 Central. You'll need to click the link in the email because we need to send you the Zoom link to come in. All right? 11:30 Central next Tuesday. Put it on your calendar and come. Get that link. All right? Let's sing now. Okay, gang, it's time to sing again. Y'all know I don't know who else. I'm sure other people do this on the internet, sing hymns together every day. But we know we're doing it, and we hope you never heard of them. Well, we hope it'll catch on and start trending. And, you know, we just want to sing the songs because I remember one thing we learned talking to Chris Tomlin this year. He and I were having a conversation about songs, and we just kind of came to the conclusion that sometimes in order to have your faith, you got to sing your faith. And so we're going to sing a good one today. Tell us, call the hymn today, Dad.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
What's our number?
154.
All right. That's 154. We're going to sing all four verses. This is a classic. It's a standard bearer of a hymn. And it's good for us to sing it here on the heels of this great text when Jesus says, if anyone's thirsty, let them come to me and drink, right? Amen. He's like, don't drink anything else. Just come to me.
Amen.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Now let's go up a notch here. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
You know, sometimes it's good to take a song like that
and just put it into first person. And we're going to do this. We're going to say, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. How I trust you.
Yeah.
How I've proved you over and over.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust you more. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like all of a sudden we're not talking about him.
Yes.
We're talking to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's good to talk about him. It's better to talk to him.
That's right.
Okay, let's just try that. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I've proved you o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, how grace to trust you more.
Yeah.
Is anybody thirsty? That's what he wants to know. Come to me. He's saying, trust me.
That's right.
And we want to say, I trust you.
I trust you, Jesus.
That's what we got.
Person of Christ.
How, you know, he's pointing out something in our hymnal. I noticed that there's a heading over every hymn. It's categorized by subject. And this may be the longest bulk of these songs in this book are the person of Christ. They're about Jesus, and that's just so good.
Yeah.
He is not only the center of our songbook, he's our song.
Yeah, it's him.
He's our song.
It's him we're singing about.
That's right, and we're singing to him. Okay, gang, listen, we got to get out on the field because you know what's contagious in the world that we're living in? Faith. Faith is just like a contagion, and if you got it, you can spread it, right? And we got it. So let's go out and sow it today. Let's spread it. For the awakening, I'm looking for the words. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you on the field.
Amen.